Good morning, everyone. 7 minutes after the hour, time for a look at the latest on the local scene for today. Well, the Department of Water Resources on Wednesday conducted the second manual snow survey of the season at Phillips Station. The manual survey recorded 63 inches of snow depth and a snow water equivalent of 17 inches, which is 93% of average for this location. The snow water equivalent measures the amount of water contained in the snowpack and is a key component of the Water Department's water supply forecast. State water officials say while the recent blast of winter weather was a welcome sight, it was not enough to offset this winter's dry start. While there is still a chance we'll see additional storms in the coming weeks, the department and other state agencies are preparing for the potential for a second consecutive year of dry conditions. Statewide snow survey measurements reflected those dry conditions. Measurements from electronic snow survey stations indicate that statewide, the snowpack's water content is 12.5 inches or 70% of the February 3rd average and 45% of the April 1st average. April 1st is typically when California's snowpack is the deepest and has the highest water content. With only a couple of months remaining in California's traditional wet season, Californians still look at ways to reduce water use at home.
Well, PG&E says crews making progress in Calaveras County, but the deep snow, downed trees, and equipment damage remains the main obstacles to getting customers restored. Utility spokesperson Megan McFarland says while the number of outages is nowhere near the over 10,000 at the peak of this past storm in Calaveras County, there are around 2,300 customers still without power. 2,282 of those in Arnold, where there are 24 separate outages. According to McFarland, the utility had 53 crews out yesterday, working safely and quickly to make repairs and restore power. She adds the estimated restoration time for customers in Calaveras now looking like tomorrow and Saturday.
Well, the 30-day public comment period is now open for the Amador County Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy document. The document is the culmination of the process designed to bring together the public and private sectors to diversify and strengthen the regional economy. The information contained in the document may be used for future planning, funding applications, and development projects within the county and region. Now, if you'd like to see a copy of the draft document, it's available on the Amador County website, as well as the Amador County Chamber of Commerce website. If you'd like to make a comment, you can do so. The comment period runs through March 8th. Following the closing of the period, the Amador County Board of Supervisors will hold a meeting to discuss the document.
Harrah's Northern California, in partnership with Amador County Arts Council, has announced an open call for mural proposals. Harrah's searching for a Northern California artist who loves Amador County and wants to create a mural on a 108-by-24-foot wall. Now, this is a paid position that will beautify and inspire locals and tourists alike. Artists are asked to submit mural proposals for the wall located at the main entrance of Harrah's Northern California. Proposals must address the main theme, come out and play. Priority will be given to artists with Amador County roots. Mural proposals due by March 1st will be assessed by Harrah's, with artists notified March 20th and to start April 1st. Questions can be directed to Megan O'Keefe of Amador Arts at 256-8166.
And the University of California Master Food Preserver Program invites adults interested in helping others learn about safe home food preservation to apply for certification as a Master Food Preserver. You'll learn research-based food preservation techniques and then share that knowledge with the local community at online and in-person public demonstrations, as well as guest speaker presentations through social media and at informational booths at farmers markets, county events, and the California State Fair. The training program consists of over 40 hours of intensive training. Now, the price is $150, but that covers all training materials, lab expenses, and other classroom materials. An informational meeting will be held tomorrow from noon to 1 to learn more about the volunteer requirements as well as the selection and training process. Attendance or viewing of the informational meeting is mandatory prerequisite to apply. Now, if you would like to receive a link to tomorrow's meeting or to the recording of the meeting, contact Sue Mosbacher at 530-621-5543. All this is done via Zoom. That's 530-621-5543.
Well, Amador County Little League East registration currently open online at acLLE.com. If you're interested in being a coach or other parent volunteer, you can also find info and register at that same site, acLLE.com. Player evaluations will be held February 15th, 2 p.m. at Imey Field in Jackson. Assessments are required for all majors players. Minors players who want to move up to majors also required to be there. Now, if your child is a minor not moving up, coach, pitch, or t-ball player, you don't need to attend the assessments. There will be a secondary evaluation at Imey Field Wednesday, February 17th at 4 p.m. And Amador County Little League East will hold a fundraiser rummage sale for baseball gear at the assessments. You can donate to the sale this Saturday and Sunday at Imey Field from noon until 2.
That's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day to visit our website. That's kvgcradio.com.